Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's my favorite part of the week. It's an opportunity for me to sit down and share with you some vital health information, and you can participate. You can call us 888-302-3684, and for those of you who are not listening live, of course, you can listen to the podcasts. The podcasts are available on Monday mornings and throughout the week. And you can also email us with your questions. Email them to radioprogram@AOL.com. Give us your number, and we will call you and put you on the air so that you can pose your questions. 888-302-3684. Among the stories we're going to tackle this week, a fascinating story from Glenn Beck, a popular, or depends on your point of view, unpopular radio host who has a bizarre malady, and you won't believe what he's doing to reverse his medical condition. It's an amazing story, and he shared it with his national audience this week. I'll provide you with some details and some background. 888-302-3684, our number. Also, this hour, we're going to share with you, this is a medical breakthrough. This is Nobel Prize-winning research. The precise reason for the health benefits of dark chocolate has been discovered. And we didn't see this coming. It's not the dark chocolate per se that's helping you. All right, before we get to your phone calls, before we get to our stories of the week, the FDA has been at it again, the Food and Drug Administration. My good colleague, Dr. Jonathan Wright, sometimes refers to the FDA as the effing DA because he was the victim of an armed raid on his medical offices in Washington, D.C. a few years back where they seized contraband vitamins. They actually were carrying guns. They roughed up his staff. And the FDA has been, for a long time, a foe of the vitamin industry. And they've come up with something that is totally wrongheaded. In an effort to regulate the vitamin industry, they've come up with a proposal to change the labeling of a lot of the vitamin products that we receive. Plus, they're going to ban a vitamin that you can't live without. Now, let's take a look. What they've done is they sort of reshuffled the recommended daily intake of certain vitamins. And it's totally irrational. First of all, the recommended daily intake of vitamin C is just 60 milligrams per day. That's paltry. That's just enough to stave off scurvy. Well, in their wisdom, they've raised it to 90 milligrams, but it's still a little bit like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're sinking under the burden of nutritional disorders, and the FDA is messing around with the RDIs, and they're also decreasing the RDIs for certain vitamins. It's not clear why. For example, pantothenic acid currently gets an RDI of 10 milligrams. They're going to make it 5 milligrams. Why? Absolutely no reason to move that around, although, you know, it's going from abysmal to horrendous. The consequence of that will be to create a lot of disruption for the vitamin supplement industry. They're going to have to redo all their labels. Believe me, this is something that I dread doing when I make vitamins and supplements, because when they change your regulation, then you got to pull all your labels at great expense and change everything. But even worse for the consumer, they're going to make it a lot more confusing because they're going to change the units on some of the vitamins that you're used to. So, for example, they're going to change the RDI on vitamin D, they're going to change it to reflect a new unit of measurement. They're going to change it in a way that is going to make it virtually incomprehensible. So for vitamin E, currently the RDI is 30 international units. They're going to change it so that it's now going to read 15 milligrams. That's going to create a lot of confusion. And for vitamin D, you've gotten used to IUs, right? So currently it's 400 IUs. They actually want to raise the RDI to 800 IUs. Thank goodness that they actually recognize that. But when you read the label, it's going to say that your 800 IUs is 20 micrograms, which is going to sow endless confusion among consumers. And it's a little bit like, you know, is it the government would require that immediately they have to change all the road signs to kilometers? Like, how many kilometers is it to Philadelphia? Well, it used to be, you know, it used to be 100 miles. Now it's 160 kilometers. You know, it's like, how do you get used to these changes overnight? Or changing all the scales to kilos. I got on the scale this morning and I was like, 53 kilos. Hooray. What does that mean? We're not used to that conversion. And worst of all, what this change is going to do is they're going to pull one of the most useful vitamins around off the market. And there is a money trail here worth following, which I'll share with you in just a moment. Folate will be banned from supplement fact labels. Only folic acid will be allowed. Now, let's talk a little bit about the distinction between folate and folic acid. Folic acid is a synthetic form of vitamin B5, and that's commonly used in vitamins and supplements. And they're going to say, that's okay. But folate, we're beginning to discover, is an extremely beneficial supplement. It's available in various forms, folinic acid, methylfolate. Methylfolate is one of the hottest new supplements that I'm using because a lot of people require much higher doses of vitamin B5, and folic acid is not that well utilized by the body. You need methylated folate to get by the body's roadblocks to assimilation and incorporation of folic acid in vital metabolic pathways. And this is useful in treatment of Alzheimer's disease, depression, autism, and a variety of conditions. I have patients who are very, very dependent on their folate. We use a product called methylfolate. And this is a very, very important nutritional aid. It's actually more like a medicine. Well, pharmaceutical companies have realized this, and they've come up with drug-like forms of folate, high doses that they've patented and that are available by prescription. But even though they're available by prescription, they cost a lot of money. You still have a very, very high copay. Some of my patients, when I prescribe the medication, they complain. They say, I went to the drugstore and they want $300 from me. So I say, okay, well, let's, you know, give you the over-the-counter version that is cheaper. And the drug companies, I think, are ticked off that they can be circumvented with over-the-counter products that are sold at health food stores and sold by nutritionally oriented doctors. So they want the FDA to enforce their monopoly on sales of this very bioactive folate. And so there's a petition out. You can go to Alliance for Natural Health USA. Their website is anh-usa.org, and you can find out all about it. They've already got nearly 10,000 signatures. They want 100,000, so please join them. Folate is the natural form of vitamin B5, while folic acid is synthetic. Up to 40% of the population may have difficulty processing folic acid efficiently. There's now a test for that. It's the MTHFR test. MTHFR is a mutation that very high percentage of the population have. And if you have this mutation, you may require higher levels of methylated B12 and methylated folate, higher doses of B6 and other nutrients to help overcome your nutritional blockade. And banning folate it's just a sneaky way of banning it in the over-the-counter market. It's something that is important for preventing birth defects, and drug companies have been lusting over the opportunity to turn it into an expensive patented drug. And now FDA is going to hand that to them on a silver platter. So check out anh-usa.org. And if you click on the article about the FDA ban on a vitamin you can't live without, that'll lead you to a petition where you can take action to safeguard your access to vitamins of your choice, and also just to stop this monkey business with fiddling with dosages and measurements of some of the supplements that we're now very familiar with, because it's going to cause, I mean, all this is supposed to be for the consumers. Well, it's very anti-consumer. And, you know, it just illustrates that this is pervasive in our society. Government intervention that is superfluous, unnecessary, and harmful to the interests of the consumers. All right, 888-302-3684. That's our number. We await your phone calls. In a moment, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics. It's dark chocolate. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
At Nordic Naturals, we pioneer new ways to help people get premium omega-3 nutrition while maintaining the highest standards of safety, quality, and sustainability. Nordic Naturals sources its fish from some of the cleanest waters on Earth and selects only flourishing species that are naturally low in toxins and high in omega-3s. During production, every batch of fish oil used in our products is third-party tested to ensure that they meet international omega-3 industry standards for purity, using methods established by the World Health Organization. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We're very proud to announce that Intelligent Medicine is extending its reach across America. We've got new affiliates, and we want to welcome them aboard. We've got WKALAM in Utica, Rome, New York. They will be airing the show 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this weekend. Also, WMYN in Mayodan, North Carolina. They air the program Tuesday mornings. WLOEAM in Eden, North Carolina, airs the show Tuesday mornings as well. So welcome aboard, new affiliates. And let's talk about chocolate, one of my favorite subjects, because I eat a lot of dark chocolate. It's one of my favorite. Hey, it's just something to cap off a meal. And I try to go for the high test, 85 proof dark chocolate. Not that it's without calories, but there are true health benefits to chocolate, because chocolate contains anti-inflammatory compounds. Plus, it contains compounds that are brain stimulants, feel-good compounds that help with brain function. So we used to think that the active substances in chocolate were absorbed and went directly to the brain or to the heart, to the arteries throughout the body, where they serve their purpose. But there's new breakthrough research. This is fascinating. This is at the 247th National Meeting and Exposition of the American Chemical Society. And it turns out that the way that chocolate works is by feeding the microbes in your intestinal tract. The good microbes help you to ferment the valuable polyphenols in chocolate, producing compounds that are anti-inflammatory. And it turns out, therefore, that it's important that you have a good balance of bacteria in your intestinal tract. So these reduce the risk of inflammation that can contribute to cardiovascular disease, including long-term risk of stroke. Researchers tested three cocoa powders, and they found that it was essential that they be properly fermented by the right bacteria in the intestine for them to have, for them to unlock the full anti-inflammatory potential of the cocoa. So, the implication is, eat healthy polyphenols, but also the implication is you need a good microbiome. You need healthy bacteria in your intestinal tract to affect the proper transformation so that the good polyphenols that you consume are converted to the healthy compounds. Now, there's a companion article that I've just downloaded, and this is actually an article we're going to put up on our website under the Monday podcast of this program. So you can go and check the podcast. That we'll have references to this list of the top polyphenol-rich foods. And, of course, chocolate is right up there. But it turns out that coffee also delivers lots of polyphenols. So even if you consume decaffeinated coffee, there may be benefits to the dark compounds in the coffee. We have the top 40 polyphenol-rich foods. I feel like Casey Kasem here, the countdown, the top 40. All right, black elderberry, black chokeberry. I guess the dark properties confer more polyphenol benefits. Red wine has more than white wine, for example. Black currants, blueberries, artichoke heads, but the purple ones, globe artichoke heads, coffee, sweet cherry, strawberry, blackberry, plum, raspberry, flaxseed meal, dark chocolate, of course, chestnut, black tea, green tea, apples, hazelnut, red wine, black grapes, black olives, spinach, pecans, prunes, red currants, peaches, green olives, red onions, green grapes, potatoes, shallots, chicory, broccoli, nectarine, pear, onions, apricots, asparagus, and, of course, nuts, especially almonds, and think garlic as well as a source of these healthy polyphenols. Eating these polyphenol-rich foods on a regular basis, along with probiotics, will help to balance your intestinal flora. And that's a very, very important factor, not just for your gut health, not just to, we used to think it was just about moving your bowels, relieving gas, bloating, and constipation. No, it's about unleashing these healthy anti-inflammatory compounds that will help your brain, help your heart, help all your organs, and help you feel better. So if you want that list of the top 40 polyphenol-rich foods, go to our website on Monday and check out our podcast of this program, and you'll get that list along with lots of additional information, because we want to get the word out, and we provide listeners with additional links to the research that we discuss here on Intelligent Medicine. Once again, our number is 888-302-3684, and when we return, we're going to take a look at Glenn Beck's situation. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And remember, Intelligent Medicine, as you hear it on the radio, is only the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon, because we've got a website that's full of articles, and we also have hours of additional podcasts every week. This week, a fascinating podcast examining barriers to women's achievement of sexual fulfillment. Because this is a big problem, female sexual dysfunction. Men have Viagra, and women can take Viagra-like drugs, but it doesn't quite act in the same way in women, doesn't quite do the trick. So the holy grail of the pharmaceutical industry is to find that ultimate aphrodisiac for women. And we talked to women's sex expert, Dr. Madeline Castellanos, this week. And great podcast, very interesting, on a subject that it's frank information about an important topic. So check out our podcast. Also, this week, timely, because allergies are a big problem this time of year. We have an article on our website at drhoffman.com, 14 ways to push back against spring allergies. So that's an important subject. We'll talk a little bit about that in our second hour. This week, Glenn Beck revealed that he's gone to see some doctors who specialize in challenging neurological disorders. He's Glenn Beck, for those of you who don't know, a very popular radio host, very controversial. Some love him, some hate him, but he's very outspoken. And he is suffering from a polyneuropathy, a devastating, painful neurological condition. Nobody can quite figure out what's causing it or even how to treat it. And he's been soldiering on, but finally he went to see doctors at a special clinic in Texas who deal with challenging neurological problems. And I believe it's called the Carrick Center for Brain Health in Dallas. And there, they rendered the opinion that basically he is being poisoned. Now, his initial suspicion was that he was being poisoned by his arch political foes. Beck jokingly suggested it was billionaire progressive George Soros, who he constantly pokes fun at. But no, it turns out he may be suffering from multiple food allergies and auto-intoxication. Now, that's pitching right into my wheelhouse, because this is what I often do with patients. Patients who have bizarre medical conditions come to see me at the Hoffman Center, and they may be suffering from food intolerances. If they have multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, we clean up their diet. We put them on something that is like the paleo diet. And Glenn was joking on it on his radio program. He said, you know, basically there's nothing left to eat. He says that his immune system is treating certain foods that many others can eat with no problems, as toxins, triggering extreme inflammation and pain. That's really one of the tenets of natural medicine and how we get patients better. So I'm really glad to see that he's getting to see someone who is outside the conventional medical model and encouraging him to improve his diet. Because this is a guy who used to exult in eating cookie dough, which is rich in gluten and sugar and shortening. And I just think he hasn't been taking good care of himself. And he is an avowed fan of ice cream and processed food. He asked the doctors if he'd have to go gluten-free as part of the change. And they said, yeah, gluten-free would be a good place to start. But then they proceeded to list some of the products that he could no longer eat. Any kind of sugar, including agave, candy, chocolate, corn syrup, honey, maple syrup, molasses or sucrose, dried fruits, grains, all grains, including amaranth, barley, buckwheat, bulgur, corn, couscous, millet, oats, rye, rice, spelt, and wheat, all nuts and seeds, cold cuts, condiments, emulsifiers, fillers, chewing gum, dairy products, eggs, butter, cheeses, cow's milk, creams, frozen dessert, goat milk, margarine, mayonnaise, beans and legumes, tomatoes, tomato sauce, all canned foods, coffee, and processed foods. And if that sounds a little extreme, that is a very, very basic paleo diet. It's an effort to get away from modern foods, industrialized foods, but also foods that are domesticated past the era when we began the agricultural revolution. And, you know, this is not for everyone, nor is it necessary for everyone to undertake this to be optimally healthy. But people with challenging medical problems, there's a book called The Wall Protocol by Dr. Terry Walls. And Dr. Walls is suffering herself from multiple sclerosis. She's a physician, and she tried all kinds of medical approaches. She simply got worse. And then she discovered the power of the Paleolithic diet for alleviating her multiple sclerosis symptoms. She's doing really well. She's getting the word out. She's become a proselytizer for the paleo diet and for nutritional support. Hopefully, Glenn Beck is also getting appropriate nutritional support, taking more vitamin D and perhaps taking anti-inflammatory nutrients like curcumin and boswellin and higher doses of fish oil. This is a guy who probably doesn't eat much fish. I mean, I could tell. You know, he's just kind of like middle American guy from Washington State and, you know, just grew up on a standard American diet. And he's a little chubby, looks a little, he himself looks a little like cookie dough. Like the Pillsbury Doughboy. And he's got to make some substantial changes to return to wellness. So I'm glad to see that he's out there and open and also helping to hopefully become a role model for dietary change to push back against challenging medical conditions. And he's talking about it openly on his radio program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684, and we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, Kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with four key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Kyodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. and make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we got a caller, Becky. How you doing, Becky? Hello, Becky. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
So what's your question, Becky?
My question is, how much will the D3 change under the new medication label so that I will know what to take per day?
Okay. So, Becky, let me just say that what I was talking about earlier is that FDA is proposing to change the labeling, and we'd like to push back against that because I think it's going to be very confusing to consumers. So this is hypothetical. We don't have to worry about that yet. But
But
you're suffering from osteoporosis. Did you get a bone density test, which said you have low bone density?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I am 60.
Okay, you're 60. And do you have any medical conditions?
Yeah, quite a few.
Okay, you're taking a lot of medications, like steroid medications?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're taking steroids, this is a special case, and you do need more vitamin D. You could probably, with medical supervision, you could be taking upwards of 5,000 international units per day, even 5,
right,
perhaps alternating with 10. Of the D3, but do so with some medical supervision. Get your doctor to check your vitamin D, because it's actually important to push it high when you're, especially if you've got multiple medical conditions. The conditions may sap your vitamin D or prevent its absorption, and
right,
B, vitamin D is helpful for many inflammatory medical conditions. And you know, if you're on steroids, you'll need more. So the RDA, the RDI, the recommended dietary intake, is 400 international units, which is paltry. That's not enough to help you. And they propose to raise it to 800, but then they're going to change the units, so it's going to be confusing for you. It'll be in milligrams, like maybe 15 milligrams, but who knows what that means, because we're used to I can't even remember what that means. So don't worry, that's not happening yet. But currently, you may need to take vitamin D in the thousands, and or maybe 50,000 once a week to get your levels up. But you need to do this under supervision, because you can do some self-care on vitamin D, but when you're pushing higher amounts, you have to do so with a little bit of medical scrutiny. So the other point to be made is that doctors will sometimes prescribe vitamin D2 at high doses, 50,000 once a week. But that's only about 60% as effective as the D3 that you can get in a health food store. So it's kind of paradoxical. The patented drug is D2, but it's not as effective as the D3 for restoring your levels. So the vast majority of stuff available in health food stores is D3. You don't have to worry. But the medically prescribed 50,000, that's D2, which is an inferior form of vitamin D. All right. So this story is a little bit disconcerting, and it has to do with ADHD medication. You know, lots of kids receive stimulants to improve their performance. It's a controversial diagnosis, and I actually wrote a book about ADHD, so it must be 15 years ago. It's entitled Natural Therapies for Attention Deficit Disorder Hyperactivity. And it turns out that a lot of kids are unnecessarily diagnosed with this. It's a controversial diagnosis. That's another story. But a new potential downside of being on long-term ADHD stimulant medication has just been discovered. They looked at the growth and weight trajectories of those kids who had been on stimulant medications. And what they found was that if these medications are used in childhood, and then often, you know, it's not necessary to use them later in adolescence or adulthood, there is a tendency for weight rebound, the BMI, or the body mass index, tends to surge, and that is a concern because the suggestion is that, I mean, these medications act a little bit like speed, and they curb appetite, but I see many patients who have been on speed-like medications. Some of them actually had taken methamphetamine in a futile effort to control their weight, and they can't take it anymore because it's harmful, and their weight balloons up. So this ADHD stimulant rebound may be associated with a higher BMI and obesity. The study was published in the journal Pediatrics, and this is of concern because now we have millions and millions of kids, perhaps tens of millions, who are receiving these medications for short-term benefits at school. But ultimately, this might compromise their metabolism, and they might become obese adults as a result. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Carol, you're up next. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
My husband and I are both MTHR positive for the A1298C mutation.
Mm-hmm.
And our doctor wasn't concerned about it because I was actually a cardiologist that did extensive blood work on us. He was more concerned about the whole concept of our homocysteine levels. And
are they high? Are your homocysteine levels high as well?
I'm sorry?
Are your homocysteine levels high as well?
No, neither one of us have high homocysteine levels.
So let me explain. You know, for a listening audience, you know, in the past we were concerned about just homocysteine. If your homocysteine is high, then take folic acid, B6, B12, and other nutrients to lower it. Now there's a new wrinkle, and it gets very complicated. And they actually offer entire lengthy seminars to doctors on how to interpret these. But there's something called MTHFR, which stands for methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, which is an enzyme that the body makes that helps to metabolize B vitamins and helps to methylate compounds in the body. Now, methylation is an important process, and if you have improper methylation, you can have toxicity, you can have improper energy metabolism, and a whole lot of things can go wrong in the brain, in the heart, and throughout the body. And the implications are very widespread. About 40% of people in the country have one or another mutation, so just having one, not such a problem. If you have a double hit, or if you're homozygous, this can be create a lot of problems. And generally, patients who have MTHFR mutations, the implications, they need to take methylfolate, and that's what the FDA is proposing to take off the open market and make available only by prescription. So go to anh-usa.org and sign the petition because you want to have access to that supplement. The other implication is preconceptual planning, because you've got to take more folic acid as a prospective mom if you're if your husband has this mutation, because it'll help to prevent birth defects in the child. And it's complicated. It's a great website, mthfr.org. Dr. Ben Lynch will be a guest on the Intelligent Medicine podcast, I believe next month. And we're going to talk extensively about MTHFR and the nutrients you need to take if you have one of these mutations, how to test, and how to find out if you're at risk. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us for this hour. Another hour coming up for many of our affiliates. Stay with us for more Intelligent Medicine.